Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to share, visit, and like. Subscribe to it, to our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, before we get started, before we start this show, I'm going to give a huge shout-out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I'm super excited to be here today. As you can see, just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. This is going to be a fantastic show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, for being here, for joining. And whether you are joining in Canada, whether you are joining in South Africa, maybe you're joining in Nigeria, maybe you're joining in Great Britain, maybe you join in Vietnam, the Philippines. It doesn't matter where you are, TMG is streaming right now all over the world. And thank you, everybody. That's right, come on in. The show's just starting. If it's Thursday, TMG is streaming live. I want to say this to everybody who is joining us for the very first time. Look at me right here in the camera or get close to the radio to your phone. Thank you. I'm so glad that you're here. You're streaming with us for the very first time. And whether someone told you about us or whether you heard us or found us, doesn't matter. I'm glad that you're here. You make us better just by showing up. And you say, well, Travis, man, I have been streaming your show for the 4 years that you have been on. Thank you. I'm so happy that you have. Thank you for being part of TMG. Guys, listen, tonight's episode is going to be really, really good. So I don't want to hold it up and hold back on it. Guys, as you know, TMG is all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people. Like with you and with me. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, I know someone that has a great story, but I don't want to come on a show. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. You don't have to come on a show. Drop us their message, their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? You can even remain anonymous if you'd like. Guys, there are a few affiliate sponsors. I want to go ahead and play their information. Get that out of the way because it's time to dive into this show, man. This is going to be good. So don't go anywhere. Visit the sponsors. Here you're going to go. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere now.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There you go, guys. Please visit one of our special sponsors. Their information is in the chat right now. Tonight's episode, if you didn't catch it, it is going to be a really great one, guys. If you're looking forward to tonight's title for today's episode, guys, tonight's episode title is entitled Mirror, Mirror. Yeah, Mirror, Mirror is tonight's episode. Guys, if you're looking behind me and you want to know what that is, it is the month of May. As a matter of fact, it is May the 9th. It is month of May, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Gosh, you may not know this, but taking care of our mental health should be a priority, just like we prioritize our physical health. Mental health conditions can cause difficulties in all aspects of life, including relationships with family, friends, and within our communities. If we look at some of our communities now, a lot of things that are occurring is because of mental health issues. According to the CDC and the World Health Organization, every 1 in 4 people suffer mental health issues of varying degrees and intensity. Around the world, more than 792 people have been diagnosed with mental health disorders or illnesses. Listen, recognizing we need help is not always easy, but it pays off in the long run. If you feel you need help, reach out to a mental health professional, a coach, or support in your area, or you can call or text the National Crisis Hotline at 988. Guys, tonight's episode is entitled Mirror, Mirror. Now, if I begin the phrase Mirror, Mirror on the wall, if I begin the phrase Mirror, Mirror on the wall, chances are many that have heard the phrase will be able to complete it. I know if I say mirror, mirror on the wall right now, somebody in your head is completing it. I know it is. I know whether you're driving, at work, watching, or listening, you're completing that phrase right now because you've heard it so many times. Am I right? So you have a chance to complete it. Now, some might not be able to understand it. I get it. Everybody hasn't heard it. But some might not be able to understand it, but it was made popular by a fictional character in a fictional story in a fictional place. And yet the words were created by a very real person. It is important. So who we see when we look in the mirror is important. And if you have ever questioned the person staring back at you in the mirror, you are not alone. I don't know about you, but sometimes there's been times where you look at the person in the mirror and there are question marks that appear when you see the person staring back at you. If you've ever questioned the person staring back at you in the mirror, you are not alone. God, tonight, our special guest will share all about what is known as imposter syndrome, what exactly it is, how it affects us, and practical ways to overcome it. Guys, I want you to do me a favor. I want to give you a huge TMG welcome for Coach P, Chantel Patton. What's up, Coach P? How you doing, girl?
What up, though? Your energy is infectious, so I'm excited to be here and have this conversation with you today.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Thank you. Everybody says that when they come on the show. It is who I am. I promise you I'm not making it up. It is real. And guys, if you're wondering, yes, my name is Travis Patton Sr. and her last name is Patton. If you're wondering, yes, we are related. This is not my wife.
Nope, cousins. We're cousins.
We are cousins. That's right. This is my cousin. And what's crazy about it, her maiden last name is not Patton. She married someone named Patton. Okay. That's what you call goodness.
Yeah.
That's good right there, man. yeah, we are definitely cousins, man. Her grandma, I won't say my favorite aunt. I'm gonna make somebody mad, so I'm gonna say
you are.
Uh-huh. Nobody go ahead and say anyway. My favorite aunt Rose, man. Shout out to Aunt Rose. Love you, man. She was my favorite aunt. She taught me a lot about believing in myself. She taught me a lot about embracing my differences, and taught me a lot about embracing what I like to do in spite of whether people believe in me or not. I promise you that. That's where my roots from that come. Great woman. And it could cook, my Lord.
Yes. Yes, yes. Cook, sew, everything.
You know about Travis. You know I like to eat. My Rose could burn up the kitchen, baby. She could get that kitchen. My favorite she would make, and I think she made it for me, and it's just me being personal, she used to make a German chocolate cake.
Uh-huh.
Lord Jesus. Man, she could get it in. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm gonna leave it alone. But I had to pay homage. I had to pay homage to Aunt Rose. Man, it's absolutely Chantel. So glad you're here, Coach P. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. We when I saw what you were doing, I had to invite you here. I had to talk to you and get you on a show. Guys, if you don't know, every Tuesday, Coach P comes on her Facebook page. And she does this inspiration or this teaching where she coaches about certain things. And it's 6:30. Is it 7 o'clock your time?
Yep, 7 o'clock. My
7 time. O'clock your time, 6 Central, and 7 Eastern. So every Tuesday, Chantel Patton on her own page, she talks and she shares some insightful things. And she was sharing some things that I said, I got to get her on the show. And that we're going to talk about that right there. Mm-hmm. And because what you talked about resonated with me. And so we're going to talk about tonight, Coach P, imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, that is huge. And people think that it's new, but it's not. Oh, so let me tell you this. Coach P, I know you. I know about you and about your family and all those good things. I know that you are a certified professional coach. And there are all types of certified coaches, but you're a certified professional coach.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor for everybody that's listening, whether they're in their car, wherever, or home, or that's tuning in right now. Do me a favor, please explain to everybody exactly what a professional coach does and the role that you have with your clients.
Sure. So, in many states, being a life coach doesn't require any type of certificate, training, or anything. You can just become a coach. I took it a step further. I went ahead and sought off formal education to become a certified professional coach. And what that means is that I am qualified to help you navigate life's obstacles. I own Think It, Speak It, Do It coaching services, where we believe that success happens in 3 steps. First, you have to visualize or think about exactly what it is that you want for your life and for yourself. And then you're going to speak it. You're going to say it out loud. You're going to tell the universe exactly who you are and what you want. And the third step is to do it, right? You have to take action. I also want to take this time to let you all know that coaching is different from therapy, right? It's absolutely not therapy. Therapy focuses on the past and trauma and helps you heal. I'm a coach. I'm going to focus on your present and your goals. Every coach has a different definition of coaching, but mine is it's a collaborative partnership between my client and I, where the client is the subject matter expert, and I'm just there as a facilitator to help them uncover some of those obstacles or barriers that is stopping them from reaching their goals.
Awesome. So that's a great way to bring that distinction in between a coach and a therapist. But your role, you play such a key role in helping people navigate themselves, is what I hear.
Yes.
Because a lot of what we deal with prevents, I mean, you think about a coach, you can even think about a coach in sports. I don't care how great that player is.
Yes.
There are times when that coach has to step up and step in and say, hey, this is where it's going on. This is what I see. This is what now go and execute.
Yep.
And what you do is you let people realize that the ability to execute is in us. We just have to be able to go ahead and know when to do it and find out what's blocking it so we can do it.
Absolutely. That's it in a nutshell. That is it.
I firmly believe, Coach P, that everyone was born with this innate ability to do something amazing, something incredible, regardless of what it is. And a lot of times, I'm not going to get into some of the things, but a lot of times we look at what other people have accomplished and we minimize our own accomplishments, Coach P. And we say, well, if I can't do that, then I'm not worth it. If I can't do that, mm-hmm. then I'm not doing anything. And that's not it. We were talking about that before I started the show.
Yeah.
We were talking about that before I started the show. Now, the idea of imposter syndrome isn't something that's new. I was reading Psychology Today. And yes, I told you guys, I read Psychology Today.
Yep.
And somewhere back in the 70s, it starts somewhere back in the 70s.
Yeah.
It said it had started way back then. They had kind of identified it, which means that when they say it, they found it in the 70s, that means that's when they first identified, first put a name to it.
Yep,
so
exactly.
It was going on way before then.
Yep.
Way before then. As long as there have been people, it's been imposter syndrome. Let's
exactly.
just put that out there, okay? So the idea of imposter syndrome isn't something that's new. What exactly is imposter syndrome, since we're throwing that term around?
Yeah, it's that feeling that you're a fake or a fraud, regardless of how many... if you have the experience, the education, the knowledge, you still have this deep rooted feeling that you're a fraud or a failure, and people are going to figure that out about you. They're going to see it, that you really are not as great as you are, or you're undeserving of the great things that you have are coming to you.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Coach P, hold on, Coach P.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me you can accomplish great things. You're accomplishing great things. You're doing good things. It's not like you're ripping the world apart. You're mm-hmm. building the world. You're building bridges. You're doing things. But inside that individual, they don't feel that they've accomplished anything worthwhile.
Yep. Or they see that, okay, I've accomplished it, but it's not good enough. I don't deserve this award you're giving me, or this title you're saying how great I am. I haven't reached that yet. I don't deserve that. Even though you do, you feel like maybe I just don't.
So we have people walking around sometimes literally feeling like a failure. You won't even try because you feel like you failed here.
Mm-hmm.
And all the while you've succeeded, but because you look at something else maybe or someone else maybe, and you say, I'm not there yet. And you go like, yes. And people like around you going like, dude, you're there. Ma'am, yes, you are. You're there. But we internalize these successes as failures.
Mm-hmm.
These accomplishments that people say we have, we internalize them as failures, Coach P.
Absolutely. And, you know, it happens to the best of us. It actually happened to me. When I was at my last place of employment, I was the manager. I was over two programs, head of two programs. And you had to have like a bachelor's degree. I have a master's degree. You need to have like two something years of experience. I had five or more, right?
Oh, wow.
I'm qualified for it. But I get in there and I'm like, they're going to know that I don't know what I'm doing for whatever reason. Like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, they're going to know that I'm clueless. and I shouldn't be here. And I carried that for a while. And then when I got ready to depart, you know, I'm telling people I'm going to pursue my passion, which is life coaching. A person from the grants department, the manager of the grants department, came to me and she said, Chantel, we're so sad that you're leaving because you were phenomenal the way you managed the grants. You made so many wonderful improvements. I'm like, she's talking about me? I am
that? That's gotta be somebody. You mean another Chantel, right?
Because you definitely talking about me. Yeah, so you see, like, it's really that internalized feeling that I'm not good enough. This isn't for me, right?
Well, I wonder... I'm not going to get into that yet. I know I say, yes, I am. I wonder how many opportunities we have not accepted, taken into, not because the talent wasn't there, all because we told ourselves we aren't good enough to do it. And you are. We're not talking about You had to kind of psych yourself up like you're good enough. You are good enough to do it. But because we internalize our accomplishments as failures, or they're not seeing good enough, and it has more to do with Coach P, from what I'm hearing, Coach P, has more to do with the way we see ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mirror, mirror.
Yep.
Mirror, mirror. It has more to do, and that could come from maybe some trauma in your life. That can come through a string of failures. It can come through anything, but the way we see ourselves is going to determine where we go from there, Coach P. That's amazing that people, that there are individuals. And some, I know, listen, if you're listening to this show, if you're watching this show, I already know there's people watching and listening with the same thing. Well, you don't have to admit it for it to be true. It's like you may not admit that 2 + 2 = 4, but it's still 4.
Yep.
You don't have to admit that this is you, but it's still you.
Yep. Facts.
Walking around feeling that you just aren't good enough. It's like being in office, Coach P, and you constantly see somebody else getting raised at the raise or promotion at the promotion, and yet you're doing well where you are. You're doing great where you are. But because you aren't being in the spotlight, because you aren't highlighted, you begin to think, I'm just good enough.
What do they say? Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah. Yes.
So there you go, right there. You got to stop that. Stop.
Wow. That's just amazing. Imposter syndrome, everybody. Mm-hmm. Come on in. Imposter syndrome. I'm just not good enough. What are some causes or triggers, though, of imposter syndrome? What kind of triggers this mindset? Because it's a mindset. Mindset that we have. What are some things that kind of trigger those things?
There can be a lot of different causes and triggers, but we're just going to talk about a couple of them. So a cause could be your family, right? Mm. So if you come from family or parents who overly emphasize achievement, and overly critical, right? That can start spurring that in you. So let's say like you've been studying real hard for a test and you come home and you got a 95. Right. And a parent says, oh, I thought you were going to get 100.
Ooh.
Right? So, oh, okay. So from here on out now, it's like, if I don't get the very top thing, then it's not the best. Then I didn't succeed. I'm not great. Another cause can be your social presence, the people you hang around, and specifically I want to talk about social media, right? Everybody's got likes, followers, and streams, and if you're just starting out and you see this person over here doing the kind of same thing you're doing, but they have 3.4 million followers and you only have 1,000, I'm not as great because I don't have what they have, right? So those can be just a few of the causes. I'm sure there are many more. Triggers, though, for an imposter syndrome is, let's say you receive an award. Oh, I shouldn't get this. It could be something like you're at a playground and you're a mom, and another mom says, you're such a good mom. You think, you're talking to me? Because you know at home it's dishes piled up. You fed the kids chicken nuggets 3 nights in a row. Me? I'm a good mom? Like, what are you saying? It could also come from if you had a string of successes and then there's one failure.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not as good as I thought I was.
Yep. That's it. I'm terrible.
Yep.
Because if I was so good, I wouldn't fail.
Exactly. Would be perfect at everything that I do. Everything.
I would make no mistakes.
Yeah.
I would make no mistake.
Yep.
Wow. And I'm laughing at this, Coach P, because I've been there. I've been there where you do a lot of things great, a lot of things good. You make a mistake, then you go. You come down so hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that mindset comes in that says, you're not good as you thought you were. Because if you were, you would be perfect. You'd be flawless. And, oh, Here's one. If you were so good, they would pick you. If you were so good, they would choose you. If you were so good, they would select you.
Yep.
You must not be good. Something must be wrong with you. They must have identified. They must have seen something wrong in your character. It's the reason why they didn't choose you. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, what else could you do? So then you punish yourself.
Yep.
Come on, people.
Yep.
I know you're watching. Wait a minute. I know you're watching. So you begin to punish yourself.
Yes.
And tell yourself you're not good enough. And for all these years of your life, you've been telling yourself that you weren't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even worse about it, Coach P, we've been believing it.
Yep.
That's what's worse about it. We've been believing it. So these causes and these triggers, they come up and they really begin to me, it sounds like they begin to incapacitate us. We get paralyzed. We can't move. When I think about somebody who's incapacitated, I think about someone who can't move, who's unable to physically do something. And sometimes we are afraid to even try, put effort out there. Because this kind of mindset says you're not good enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crippling. It's really crippling, Coach P.
It is. It absolutely is, because it stops you from being your true self, from being your great self, or conquering new opportunities. It just stops you dead in your tracks.
I'm gonna throw this out there, Coach P, and everybody understand this. It crosses cultural boundaries. Don't think just because you're of this culture or you're this race. Yeah, it's a mindset. And you may.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of nursing, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online RN to BSN, MSN, or DNP degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with local in-person clinical, practicum, or immersion hours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
They find it more prevalent in certain cultures because of how things were taught and how things were passed down. There is generational teaching, Coach P, that's been passed down that has kept people from trying. Nobody else in our family did that. Why are you trying to do it?
Exactly.
Nobody else succeeded at that. What makes you think and you only go so far and you'll cap yourself. Cap yourself out as well as you had that great plan, that great idea, but you'll cap yourself out. That generational way of thinking, well, nobody else did it, so I won't try it either. I won't even do it.
Yeah.
And we're just bringing kind of segue to this. Mm-hmm. Is there, when you think about this, is there a portion of the population that is more susceptible to developing this type of incapacitating mindset than others, and why?
Mm-hmm. And that's interesting you brought that up, because I too read Psychology Today. And in the article, it was saying that over 70% of the population has experienced imposter syndrome. But specifically, though, it does affect women more.
Right.
And women of color, especially.
Women of color more, exactly.
And I think, this is just my feeling of why women of color experience it more, because sometimes we're in spaces where there is absolutely no one else that looks like us in the room. So we start to think like, wow, am I supposed to be here?
Right,
because no one else is here. And then also it comes from people, your coworkers could start saying things to you to make you feel that way. Or you're in meetings and your voice isn't amplified and you don't feel like you're being heard. like, wow, maybe I'm not as smart as I thought I was, or maybe I'm not as qualified. And I think for women in general, there's lots of times that, you know, in our history that some jobs are considered men's work, right? Men do this thing. Men only are construction workers. Men only can do this. So if you get a woman who's in the construction field, she may feel like, wow, am I competent enough? Because there are no other women at the table to do this thing. So I really just feel like sometimes society plays a little part in that and help amplifying those feelings that I'm really not good enough to be in this space.
Absolutely. I would agree with that, especially women of color. When women now have jobs that used to be considered just for men when it comes to being business and coming to in the corporate world, and they find themselves in rooms they were never invited to before. Never invited to before at all. And now women are doing things that typically would have been male role jobs. And when you find yourself in a room and you're the only person that looks like you in that room, doesn't mean you're necessarily in the wrong room.
Right.
Your gift is going to take you before great people. It didn't say it's going to put you in a room that you would recognize.
Yep. Yep.
Let that sink in. Your gift will take you before great people. It never said that you would be in a room that you would recognize. A lot of times, Coach P, we want to be in rooms that are familiar to us, but things that feel right and that can be comfortable. But you have to understand that what you can do, yeah, and nobody can do what you do the way you do it. Everybody maybe doing the same thing, but nobody can do the way that you can do. You're one of a kind. And if what you do takes you in a room where you're the only one that looks like you, you're not in the wrong room. That's the room you need to be in. I don't want to be in a room, Coach P, where I'm always comfortable. I'm always feeling, I can't grow that way.
Exactly. And we grow from moments that are uncomfortable. Exactly.
We want to be in those rooms because we're not challenged and we don't stand out. But when you're in the room and you're the only one there, yeah, you're going to stand up. Maybe, let me give a public service announcement right here. Maybe this is your moment. Maybe this is your time to stand out. Maybe you've been behind all this time. Maybe this is your moment to stand out. Maybe your life is positioning you to stand out. Yeah, we know you can do what you can do, but Coach P, it's time you stand out.
That's right.
You've been doing what you can do all along. Maybe it's time that you stand out just a little bit.
For sure.
Those are incredible numbers. 70% of the population, mostly women, and then women of color. And I can understand that. I can see why. So many cultural reasons why it is. So many generational reasons why it is. I can see why. That's a part for another show. That's a part two right there. it's this incredible mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at yourself now. You look at your reflection on your phone, looking at it in your mirror at your home. Every time you pass by a mirror, who do you see? Who do you see when you pass by that mirror? Let me tell you something, Coach P, real quick. And I'm always transparent on this show. Gosh, my wife said you say everything. There's a time, Coach P, when I was thinking about this topic this week, and what we're going to talk about, I was thinking about almost, I really experienced a lot of imposter syndrome. Oh, they're going to find out I'm not good in this. Like, even when it comes down to my personal faith, I felt, oh, they're going to find out I don't believe God enough. I don't believe I'm not.
They say
I'm not saved enough. You know that whole thing. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all out there listening, don't you play with me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They're going to know I'm not saved enough. I don't have enough Jesus in me.
Come on.
Whatever it is, I always felt like they're going to find out that I didn't have enough faith like they did. I didn't believe like they did.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you believe, I will always feel that way. That okay, I had to put on this for. I was so anxious. I had so much anxiety and behind it, and it was a time so bad with it. Cause and true story, guys, true story. So bad with it, I would avoid walking past mirrors.
Oh wow.
I would avoid walking past mirrors because the reflection I saw, I didn't like. Mm-hmm. Because I was so critical of the person I saw in the mirror. I felt this guy is a failure. I wasn't a failure. I was doing well. I was doing well. But to me, mm-hmm. that reflection didn't say the same thing that other people were saying. That's not the reflection I had. The reflection I had of myself was completely different. I used to avoid mirrors, or if I had to sit and stand in the mirror to make sure my clothes were straight, I would do it really quickly. Because if I stood there long enough, what I saw was going to talk to me, and I didn't like the words it was saying. So I always felt, you know, oh, they're going to find out my faith isn't like theirs, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saved enough. I still don't understand what they even mean. I'm not saved enough. I don't believe enough. I just can't.
And you know what? We've all been there. And I was having a conversation with one of my friends because I get what you're saying about I'm not saved enough. I'm not Christian enough. I'm not whatever enough. Because right, I felt like there's times that I am talking to people about the goodness of God. And I'm like, oh, should I be saying this? But you know what, though? God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the ones he calls. Absolutely, I'm qualified to talk about the goodness of God. Absolutely, I'm good enough and worthy of his love. Absolutely, you are deserving of all the wonderful things, right?
Guys, let me tell you something. I'm going to say this to everybody that's listening. And it's going to be four words. And I'm going to say this to everybody that's listening, regardless of what your faith is, I'm not trying to convert you. Right. Regardless of what you're, but I want you to understand, whatever it is that you are believing, let me go ahead and just settle this matter. Let's settle this right now with these four words. You are good enough. Yeah. You are good enough. I don't care if you are believing or you want a promotion, if you mm-hmm. want to go to the next chapter in your life. Yeah, you're good enough. I don't care if this is your third divorce and you're asking yourself, can you go on and find happiness? Yeah, you're good enough. I don't care if the car's been repossessed, if the child got on your last nerve and you had to borrow one from your friend. Yeah, you are good enough. I don't care what they said about you, said to you. I don't care what post you saw on social media. You are good enough. I know they made you feel like you're about that big, but you are good enough. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you appreciate that word.
You're good enough to be a better person. You're mm-hmm. good enough to turn the chapter. You're good enough to pick back up where you left off at. You're good enough to keep going. You don't have to quit because they told you to.
Come on.
You're good enough. Yeah. I just want to show that PSA.
That's the word.
Who's listening, Chantel? Coach P, they might feel like that things have gone so bad in their life that there's no reason that I can get up. I can keep going. I'm going to just be as phony, as fake. Let me help you out, baby. You're good enough. Exactly. I'm telling you from personal experience, you are good enough. Coach P, I had to stop that one.
Yeah, that was a word. That was a word.
You're good enough. Coach P, they probably said, well, why she's leaving her job to do? You're good enough.
Yeah, good absolutely. Enough. Stood on faith and walked on out of there. Yeah.
Man, listen, those who, and I'm sharing, the reason I shared my story about imposter syndrome that I have is because those who with imposter syndrome actually struggle with believing they are good enough or haven't done enough to to believe that they deserve opportunities. Oh, I haven't done enough to be good. I haven't done enough for my life to be happy. I haven't done enough to be happy. I haven't done enough. So I got to keep doing, keep going. And they're going to find out I'm a phony. I'm not really. Oh, eventually they're going to find out that I'm fake. They go. And then you don't believe that you've done enough to even deserve to be happy or opportunities or done enough for second chances and second opportunities and to just move forward with their lives. They may also struggle with things like this. Self-efficacy, you just don't feel like you're good enough. You can't. Or feeling they just aren't enough or they don't measure up to others. Coach P.
That comparison is a thief of joy. Stop doing it.
I just don't measure up. I just don't. We were talking about, moments ago, we were talking about Aunt Rose and the German chocolate cakes I used to love her for her to make. And one thing, I used to watch her make these cakes. And one thing she always did, she would measure her flour. She would measure her sugar. And I remember asking her one time, kid, Aunt Rose, why do you have to, you know, sugar has to go in it. You know, flour has to go in it. But why do you, why measure it? Just put it in there. See, if you put too much in, you throw the whole cake off.
Yeah.
We feel like we just don't measure up to people because we feel like I don't have enough. I don't have enough in it. I don't have enough ingredients. I don't have what they have. I don't have the leadership skills. I don't have this. I don't have that. I just don't measure up. My cake is it. I just can't have it. And so people who deal with imposter syndrome walk around feeling like they don't measure up. They haven't been measured. Like life has dealt them a bad hand. You know, like, oh, God, why'd you make me like this? Why'd you give me what you gave them? They can sing real good. I don't measure. I can hum, but I can't sing. You know what I'm saying? Why'd you give me what you gave them?
Yeah.
Why'd you put in my cake what you put in their cake?
Yep.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me?
And we walk around feeling that way, and so then we get to things like perfectionism. Everything has to be perfect. Everything's got to be perfect. If it's not perfect, then it's not right.
Yep.
And then get neuroticism, and with that, with neuroticism, guys, what you get things like this: strong feelings of anxiety, worry, fear, anger, frustration, envy, jealousy, pessimism, guilt, depressed mood, and loneliness. So we got all these neurotic feelings, all these strong emotional feelings that come on us, all because we don't feel good enough. This imposter syndrome, mirror, mirror. So what does this type of mindset do to incapacitate a person's efforts in making healthier decisions for themselves? And how does this impact them mentally, Coach P?
I think you kind of already touched on it. It can be crippling and it's going to put you on a standstill, right? You're not going to go after the things that you really want or really like because you've already told yourself you don't deserve it. You can't do it. It'll never happen for me. And eventually it could lead to things like anxiety and depression, where you definitely want to talk to a mental health provider to help you through those things. It'll literally just leave you stuck. You'll just be stuck in that same place and you'll keep building on that doubt on yourself. And that's not a place to be. Not at all.
Absolutely, Coach B. It incapacitates us. We can't move, Coach. Coach, we can't move.
Nope, because you're stuck in that mindset.
It's in a mindset. So it's not that we don't have talents or potential, Coach P. Our mindset is keeping us there.
Exactly. You've told yourself that you can't, so you won't. You said you're not good enough.
Say that again.
You told yourself that you can't, so you won't. You're not good enough, so you're not. You're feeding that self to you. Whatever you keep saying, I am, is the greatest statement. Whatever after that, you're telling yourself you are. Stop it.
Wow.
Stop.
Wow. Stop. Guys, did you hear that? Coach P just dropped a nugget on us, guys. Coach P is dropping bars on us left and right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is where, but this is where though, Coach P, mm-hmm. listen to what you're saying. All right, listen to how you're talking. But this is where someone like you, yourself comes in, right? Yes. This is where someone like yourself would come in and provide assistance. What are some things that you provide or discuss with clients who have this feeling, and it's a feeling that they are pretenders just waiting to be found, and they aren't good enough to go forward in life?
The first thing I always ask, why? Why do you feel that way? What evidence is showing you that you are not good enough? Let's make a list of all the reasons why, all right? And then let's now focus on your achievements. It doesn't matter what this person accomplished over here. It doesn't matter what they're doing over there. Everybody is running their own race, right? And if it didn't happen for you in the same way it happened for them, because it's not your time yet, and maybe there's some other things that you have to learn or go through first, just focus on yourself. And then I say, hey, you're going to expect some mistakes, right? None of us are perfect, and mistakes are going to happen. But instead of the negative talk that we give ourselves, like, I can't believe I did this. Oh, I'm so stupid. No, how about saying, you know what? I made a mistake. What did I learn from this? Or how can I do it differently next time? And then let's refocus on your personal values. Like, outward success is great, right? Getting a promotion or a new job or whatever the award. Like, that's great. But how do you feel about yourself? What are your values? Are they love, respect, honesty? Like, let's focus on those things. And then also, I find a lot of times that with clients, they're not celebrating themselves at all. They're not celebrating the small wins or the big ones. It's just, oh, well, I did the thing. And I am guilty of that myself. So I know that, you know, we mentioned I have my bachelor's and my master's degree from Michigan State, Go Green. And I would talk to some people about
she,
it.
She had a thread in there.
Go Green. I would say, like, oh, I have my master's, casually, right? I have my master's in public health. Like, oh, that's great. I'm like, anybody can get a degree. Anybody can go to Michigan State. Anyone. Like, but everyone doesn't. And you did that thing, Chantel. Applaud yourself. The same way I bought my house. I figured all adults do that, right? You grow up, you get a house. Yeah, I got a house. But I thought, like, hey, at the time I was a single woman. You're a single woman by yourself. You and you bought a house. Like, that is a big deal. You did that thing. So I encourage people to celebrate your wins, even if it's something small, like you're starting an exercise plan, right? And your goal is to work out 30 minutes a day. But on a particular day, you only did 10 minutes. Celebrate anyway.
But you did 10 minutes.
10 is better than zero, right? You could have just laid on the couch and did nothing, but you made the choice to get up and do it. So celebrate yourself.
Man, I like that. I tell my wife that. My wife and I do that a lot. I say, whatever you've done that's positive for yourself that day, celebrate it. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate it. Be happy. Applaud yourself. Because your applause that you give yourself should be louder than the applause that anybody else give you.
Yes.
You should be the first one to clap for yourself. You got two hands. That means you should be the first one to pat yourself on the back. If you don't have any hands, maybe blink for yourself. I don't care what you do, but you better do it for you. If don't nobody else do it, you better learn to do it for yourself.
Absolutely.
And that is great. Coach P.
Yes.
This is the good stuff. How can someone get in contact with you, and can your services be offered to anyone anywhere? Like, is it virtual or what?
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about coaching. I am available for virtual, phone. You don't have to be, I'm in Michigan. You don't have to be in Michigan to be my client. If you're in Alabama, New York, Hawaii, Alaska, we can meet virtually. I also do phone appointments. If you do live in Michigan, we can arrange it in person. I also offer a free 30-minute consultation. That way we can decide if we're a good fit for each other, right?
What's that phone number?
Well, email. I need people to email me. So if you could email me, it's coachp at tsdcoachingservices.com. My website is tsdcoachingservices.com. On my website, there's a contact form you can fill out, but I do prefer people to email me.
Cool. So we can email you and we can go to your website. This is your website we got right up here.
Yes, that's me. Look at me.
Yeah, and there's your email address right there on the screen, everybody. As she said, you can go on here on the website. There's a picture. There's a contact information right there where you can contact her.
It's email out the address. Form, the email, either way.
And click that out there and let's chat. And guys, she is on social media right there on Facebook and on Instagram.
Yep.
So two ways that they can reach out to you, Coach P. So that is actually pretty cool. Lastly, Coach P, I'm going to leave your email address up here real quick. Now you're going to get a flood of emails. There you go.
I love it. Let's talk.
So lastly, Coach P, what's something that you can say to encourage someone who may feel they identify with imposter syndrome?
I'm going to do one of yours. Look right in the camera. You hear me? You seeing me? You stop listening to that negativity. You are enough. You are worthy. You deserve it. You're amazing. Even in the times you think that you're not, you absolutely are. That's my message.
Guys, I told you it's going to be good. See, y'all, if y'all thought it was just me, it must run in the family.
It does.
It must run in the family. I'm going to have to get your brother on here, man.
Oh, that's another person that
I already know.
Peace and love and joy to everyone. So
I'm going to get your brother on here, man.
Yes.
I got to catch up. What about he stay so busy?
Yes.
We had to hit him up. Look, John,
yes.
Come on the show. We're playing.
Yeah.
We're tripping.
Love
but
it.
Guys, Coach P, thank you so much for being part of the show. Mavis, I know you're listening. Gloria, I know you're listening. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Guys, this has been an absolutely amazing part of the show. Guys, I want to play a video and say something to everybody here real quick so you can get an idea of what we're saying. You see all that stuff that's popping up on this person's face. Mirror, mirror. What we say next may largely depend on what we see. The reflections we have of ourselves will impact our development, decisions, and yes, even the direction we take in life. And whether our feelings about ourselves lie in mistakes that were made or stem from words that were said, regardless of their origin, don't let the last things we see about ourselves be the only reflection you remember. Mirror, mirror. Thank you so much, Coach P, for being here today. Thank you so much, Coach P, for being a part of the show. I am glad you
Walmart
were
is a proud
here.
Associate sponsor.
Thank you.
I'm glad you were here, Coach P. Thank you so much.
Thank
guys,
you.
As always, it's about that time. And look, you know we can listen. It's been a real blast. Listen, you can visit us right here each Thursday. Every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Guys, we got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. and the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.